That was the remainder of the OK Jazz record. So we've now actually listened to every song on it except the second one. But you'll have to forgive me for that. Anyway, right now, you're here listening to Waterphone 2 by Toshiyuki Hiraoka. Sorry, let's keep going through the tracks. In the meantime, I've been finding some more CDs. So there's a picture of what the waterphone may be on the cover of the record, and as we are on an audio medium, I'm gonna try and describe this to you. It kind of looks like basically there's a big plate at the bottom, and then there's a bunch of beams that point inwards from the edge of the plate of various lengths. And then there's, like, the center, like, handle thing that the dude is holding onto. But then there's some weird, like, white wiry mass, and I don't really know. Also, the picture is very grainy. It gives me Blair Witch vibes, to be honest, guys. Oh, actually, these look absolutely insane. I highly advise you to Google what a waterphone is. But basically, yeah, it's a big dish with pipes sticking out of it that are resonant and of various lengths. And then a big hollow center opening. I don't know how the water comes into play, but anyway, this track we're listening to right now is called Molting. Once again, this is Waterphone 2 by Toshiyuki Hiraoka. You know, you can really see the big strides that they've made since Waterphone 1.
Just out of reach. The girls in the parking lot missing for me now. Standing in the rain at the beach. Tony Slacks, it's been a good one. Little Pants will do it too. Pretty funny, Sonny. Like a monkey on Sunday with his date at the zoo. weird and the wonderful, kind of dreamy, like scheming. We live on the outside looking in, Astroland, the tilt-a-wheel. Hot day, mermaid parade. We're on the outskirts, eyes peeled. Cyclone's a compact twister, floating on thin air. And late at night, back on the boardwalk, steamy, still dreamy.
Suicide. The
dog thinks it's time for his dinner now. A guy I know, his son died of an overdose. The kids are all out in the neighborhood. A friend of mine lost his dad way too early. So many people in so much pain.
I found something really exciting, you guys. I'm really excited to play it. I found a record that's basically it's in from an Ann Arbor Blues Festival. There's a booklet in there that I'm going to get my mitts on in a second. But the first track on the first side of the first record in there is Muddy Waters. And Muddy Waters is, I don't know the history. I'm ignorant of that. At least as his career specifically, but I've heard some of his sets on YouTube, and boy can that man play the guitar. So I'm really excited to turn this on for you guys. In fact, I'm gonna do it right now. Dropping the needle. That didn't happen. So any moment now. I'm really excited to hear this. This should be really, really cool.
I'm going to take it back in the 40s. Wish I could take it far back. This is my good friend Sykes, but I happen to not to be around at that time. That man can take it back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take it back in the 40s, and I hope you like this. And this is something I did. I've seen a
song
young
called
lady
Long Distance Call.
One day, I ran out and hailed her down and asked her, would she call me? She said, no, you have to call me. And I wrote the song, go like this.
CKUT on wax, 90.3 FM.
Please call me on the phone sometime. You said you love me, baby. Please call me on the phone sometime. Woman, yeah, I know it is my worried mind. If you only speak some good words about me. Hear my phone ringing. Sound like a long distance call. Ringing, good friends. You know, it sounds like a long distance call. I pick up my receiver. The party says another mule is kicking in your stall. I'm gonna have Paul to kill it. Talking to some friends of mine, they all were standing on the corner looking at me, saying another mule. And after a while, I went back home, like a good man should. Put my hands in my pocket, got my key out, unlocked the door, and there stand my wife, she was crying, for another mule. The little girl was jumped up in the floor. She's patting her hands together. She was batting her eyes. She was looking straight at me and saying, and she was saying, and she was saying, and she was saying, Muddy Waters, another mule is kicking in your stall.
Muddy Waters is really so phenomenal. It just blows my mind. I'm so happy to have found this. This is so cool. Some KUT 90.3 FM.
Thank you. want me. I'm listening. Yeah. I always call him the father of the blues because he knows the blues. That long T-bone, look, put me in the alley. At the D. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was really so amazing. Okay, so what we were just listening to is the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. Actually, I'll keep it on, just so we don't have total silence, apart from my voice. But so this is the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. It took place in 1969 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is volume two. So the first thing that we heard, the Muddy Water song that I gushed about, was Long Distance Call, performed by Muddy Waters. Then we listened to Movin' and Groovin' by Charlie Musselwhite. And that last incredible track was Ball and Chain, performed by Big Mama Thornton and the Hound Doggers. And Big Mama Thornton, she really gave everything. And I am really just sitting here stunned to have checked that out. I'm going to be coming back to the station to listen to this record. That's really cool. Now we're listening to a little bit of Juanita by Big Joe Williams. We're going to get back into CDs. We're going to get off the wax for a sec. We're going to be coming back into some French pop. We're going to have album is Emmanuel by Rosie Vallard. We're going to be listening to Attise le Dilemme. It's going to be a little something like this. Just. Que si j'ai pris la porte, c'est que j'avais sûrement le choix. Quand jamais j'ai voulu attiser le dilemme, car jamais j'ai voulu que tu m'aimes. Sans les autres voix qui s'élèvent autour, qui m'éveillent, je serais de celles qui allègent encore tes torts. Sans les autres voix qui font le discours, pointe les vautours, je serais de celles qu'on accuse encore à tort. Même quand l'on sentait clairement l'inconfort, on m'a dit comment as-tu fait pour ne pas voir ce qu'il éprouvait pour toi. Et même que si j'ai pris la porte, c'est que j'avais sûrement le choix. Quand jamais j'ai voulu attiser le dilemme, car jamais j'ai voulu. Ma voix que je tente de faire comme sirène, c'est pour être celle qui soulève déjà les torts. Si je pose ma voix, me font au discours, rêve des beaux jours, c'est pour être celle qui refuse dès lors le sort. J'avais sûrement le choix quand jamais j'ai voulu attiser. I want to talk a little bit about what we're hearing right now. So we just heard Tease the Dilemme by Rosie Valar, and now we're listening to Jason Sharp. Now, I got the chance to check out Jason Sharp this past fall at Pop Montreal. Thanks to CKUT, actually. Thank you, Alex. And basically, this guy plays a saxophone and then also has a really nuts modular synth setup that's attenuated with like his own body and stuff like that. So I want to read this from the inside of the CD case. We're listening to the album The Turning Center of a Still World. We heard the intro, now we're listening to Unwinding Surrender. I just want to read this. The fluctuating center of these electroacoustic solo pieces is created by a customized heart monitor acting as the master clock for modular synthesizers, influenced by breath and saxophone performance. That is crazy. Like, this man is making music from his soul in like he's getting his whole body involved. And when I saw him perform, it was, I mean, so beautiful, so incredible, such good stuff. And I remember at one point he starts tapping very fast on the ground. And at first, I couldn't tell that the floor was mic'd, so I thought he was just sort of doing a little jig. But then he kept at it for a really long time. He has really impressive stamina. I was really impressed by both your... I'm very impressed by both your stamina and your music, Jason Sharp. Anyway, I'm gonna quit talking all over it. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears on CKUTF 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Mark Mechanic. We were just listening to the first three tracks off of Jason Sharp's The Turning Center of a Still World. Tracks being the intro, Unwinding Surrender, and that track that we didn't quite get to the end of was Velocity of Being. We're back to home base. We're listening to the Oscar Peterson Trio performing their encore at the Blue Note. This is track 5 on that CD entitled Billy's Bounce. I've got some fun stuff for... Well, there's about 10 minutes left in the show. And I guess I wanted to say some parting remarks. I feel like we've been on a real journey over the course of this. And it's been really fun going through all of these CDs. And as someone that sort of is a bit too young to have really been at CDs, been using CDs sort of at their peak, it's really cool to still get to experience all the joy of CDs through this radio station on which I sit, CKUT 90.3 FM, campus and community from Montreal, around the world, broadcasting internationally over the internet at ckut.ca or 93.fm on your radio dial. Before I go, some last tracks I'm going to play. I keep having great luck tonight in here, in this studio today. I found Use Tumor, Heaven to a Tortured Mind CD. That is an awesome album. I remember listening to the absolute stuffing out of that album, 2019. And I'm really excited to have found it, so in a moment we'll get to that. But first, I want to thank everyone who's listening. I want to thank everyone that tunes into CKUT, wherever you are in the world. I also want to specifically shout out the person I know that has listened to the most of my Whiskey Tears episodes, this being my third. I want to shout out Nick Mohan in Seattle, Washington. Shout out you, dude. So once again, if we don't see each other again, hey, just keep your dial set to 90.3. I'll come back around sometime. We're going to get into some Eve's Tumor to take us out of the show today. I'm Mark Mechanic. This has been William Shatner's Whiskey Tears on CKUT 90.3 FM.
and various gifting items. We are sharing this beautiful, prestigious space in downtown Toronto near the beaches. We are located at 1628 Queen Street East. AMA est sponsorisé par le marché local éthique et organisé avec de petites entreprises canadiennes provenant de sources éthiques mondiales ou locales. Gamme de produits allant de vêtements, de bijoux, de soins personnels et divers articles de cadeaux. Nous partageons ce bel espace dans le quartier prestige du centre-ville de Toronto, près de plage, situé au 1628 rue Queen Est. AMA está patrocinado por El Mercado Local Ético. El Mercado Local Ético se selecciona con pequeñas empresas canadienses, ya sea de origen ético a nivel mundial o local. Los productos van desde ropa, joyería, cuidado personal y varios artículos del regalo. Estamos compartiendo este hermoso espacio en el lugar prestigio del centro de Toronto, cerca de la playa. Ubicado en 1628 Queen Street East. Come see us. Then in